This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19. Because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
This is Health on Earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dignan en salve.
In saha del alam.
Briut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in bel.
Dinong esaigai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúde para todo mundo.
Man quet en direct nai.
Prikibi monte shuri ne jokma.
Salamat al jahan.
Zavashi zdorovi.
Tienkang na shijie.
Apomudin wa sa seso.
Zdrovie na zemi.
La salute su terra.
Health on earth.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Francois, and I will be your host for today. For today's show, we'll hear about the COVID update that Dr. Teresa Tam gave this week, as well as a few questions from last week's update.
Bonjour à tous. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's press conference. Bienvenue à la conférence de presse d'aujourd'hui. Je passe la parole au ministre Jean-Yves Duclos.
Bonjour tout le monde. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this call. I'm delighted to be in the wonderful company of Minister Anita Anand, who is Minister of Public Services and Procurement, Major General Danny Fortin, who is the head of logistics at the National Operations Center, will also speak to us shortly, followed by Dr. Tam, who is the chief public health officer at the Public Health Agency, and Dr. New, Howard New, who is deputy chief public health officer at Canada's Public Health Agency. Before I turn to my colleague, Minister Anand, let me summarize briefly what the Prime Minister said this morning. First, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. We are obviously focused very much on the short-term epidemic and the crisis. We obviously also want to keep in mind that there will be an end at this in this tunnel, and that spring will come and better conditions for everyone will occur. And that will happen more quickly if we continue to look after each other, follow closely the public health advice, and not to travel. Le Premier ministre a été très clair tout à l'heure. Les consignes ont toujours été les mêmes, d'éviter les déplacements non essentiels et certainement ceux à l'étranger pour faire en sorte de prendre bien soin de sa santé et de protéger aussi la santé de ceux qui nous sont proches. On vaccination, Major General Fortin will have further information to share with us. However, the key objective is the same, is to vaccinate every Canadian that wants to be vaccinated by September. Our medium-term objective also remains the same, to have Canadians being delivered 6 million vaccines by the end of March, and that being done in the most rapid and the most efficient manner, but also in full collaboration with provinces and territories that have the important and challenging and difficult work to administer the doses in Canadians' arms. Et en terminant, le Premier ministre a aussi fait allusion à deux messages importants. Le premier, c'est le lien entre la santé des gens et la santé de l'économie. C'est ce qu'on a appris au cours de la pandémie, c'est ce qu'on va continuer à garder en tête, c'est qu'en prenant soin de la santé des gens, on va aussi prendre soin de la santé de l'économie. Et il a aussi fait allusion que lorsqu'on ne sera passé à travers de cette crise sanitaire, il y a une crise environnementale à laquelle nous allons continuer de devoir travailler pour faire en sorte que, comme on l'a toujours dit, la santé de l'environnement aille aussi avec la santé de l'économie. So with this being said, I would now be pleased to turn to my colleague, Anita, for her remarks.
Merci beaucoup, Jean-Yves, et bonjour tout le monde. Let me begin by thanking Canadians for following public health guidance to help slow the spread of the virus at this pivotal time. The sacrifices being made to protect families, friends, and fellow citizens are very difficult, but essential. En plus des vaccins qui seront essentiels pour vaincre la COVID-19, il faut continuer de suivre au conseil de Dr. Tam et nous. From the very beginning, our government pursued a diversified vaccine procurement approach. Given global demand for products emanating from a limited number of suppliers, we knew that we would likely need to weather challenges with supply, given complex manufacturing, unprecedented global demand, and rapid acceleration to peak production. We clearly saw this last week with news from Pfizer of temporary disruption delays. This was very disappointing, and I spent the weekend on the phone with Pfizer executives and my team. We reiterated firmly the importance for Canada to return to our regular delivery schedule as soon as possible. Pfizer assured us that it is deploying all efforts to do just that. This is an evolving situation, but I will continue to update Canadians as soon as I have additional information. This is the reason that I'm here today and that I will return to continue to update Canadians. Il est important de se rappeler cependant qu'il s'agit d'un retard temporaire. Le Canada recevra la totalité des doses qui lui sont dues ce trimestre. Bien que cette nouvelle puisse être considérée comme une reverse, je tiens à rappeler aux Canadiens où nous en sommes. In addition to Pfizer, we continue to receive steady deliveries of Moderna doses. Those deliveries remain on track. By the end of March, we too, as a country, will remain on track. We expect to have 6 million doses of Moderna and Pfizer in Canada and 80 million doses by the end of the year, the vast majority of which will be delivered before the end of September. And we have agreements in place for 5 additional vaccine candidates, which we will bring to Canada as soon as possible once they receive regulatory approval. Let me be very clear in terms of assuring Canadians. We will have enough vaccines in Canada for everyone who wishes to be vaccinated prior to the end of September 2021. Over the coming months, especially into the spring, Canadians, including the provinces and territories, will begin to see a dramatic increase in vaccine deliveries. Au cours des prochains mois, surtout au printemps, les Canadiens commenceront à voir une augmentation spectaculaire des vaccins livrés. It is possible that we will see additional supply challenges along the way. And again, this is precisely why we have multiple agreements in place with multiple manufacturers. The road forward may not be as straight and smooth as we would like. But we will together cross the finish line. By working together, we will succeed. We will overcome COVID-19 and get through this together. Thank you so much. Megwetch. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, Anita. Major General Fortin?
Major Général Fortin, votre caméra et votre son sont désactivés.
Oui. Désolé. Ça devait arriver une fois, ça m'est arrivé à moi. Alors, bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Alors, j'aimerais parler de Pfizer, de réduction Pfizer, et puis dire quelques mots sur Moderna. Alors, premièrement, sur la réduction de Pfizer, j'aimerais commencer par vous remercier pour votre flexibilité et compréhension alors que nous travaillons sur les fluctuations des allocations de Pfizer au cours des prochaines semaines, telles qu'elles ont été annoncées vendredi et comme réitéré d'ailleurs par la ministre. En général, nous anticipons une réduction assez importante des doses de Pfizer pour les trois prochaines semaines, avec un retour à la normale par la suite. Il y aura un impact considérable dans toutes les provinces, bien entendu. L'impact global au cours du mois prochain est de l'ordre d'une diminution de 50 % des allocations prévues. Mais cet impact se fera sentir différemment d'une semaine à l'autre. Par exemple, cette semaine, alors que notre livraison était sur le point de quitter le site du manufacturier en Europe, nous recevrons 82 % de notre allocation cette semaine. Et c'est en voie d'être réalisé d'ici le milieu de la semaine. Cependant, les livraisons de la semaine prochaine sont affectées et seront différées par Pfizer dans leur intégralité. Pour clarifier, nous avons été informés par Pfizer ce matin qu'il n'y aura pas d'expédition du vaccin Pfizer au cours de la semaine du 25 janvier. Alors que les chiffres de Pfizer commenceront à se stabiliser davantage au cours des prochaines semaines, ça va rebondir en février. Les chiffres pour les deux premières semaines de février sont toujours à être confirmés. Par contre, on nous assure que les allocations qu'on va recevoir sont équitablement réparties entre les différents pays. Et nous espérons avoir une mise à jour de Pfizer cette semaine sur les livraisons qu'on prévoit recevoir au cours des deux premières semaines de février. On sera en mesure de partager ça d'ici jeudi. On suit ça de très près. L'objectif de Pfizer, bien entendu, demeure de livrer 4 millions de doses d'ici la fin de ce trimestre, d'ici le 31 mars. Maintenant, pour ce qui est de Moderna, on continue de planifier à recevoir 230 000 doses la première semaine de février, une distribution au cours des jours qui suivent. Et comme mentionné précédemment, les livraisons de Moderna sont sur une base de 3 semaines. I'd like to start by thanking everyone for their flexibility and their patience as we work through the fluctuations of Pfizer allocations over the next several weeks. In general, we anticipate a significant decline in Pfizer supply over the next 3 weeks, followed by a ramping back up of supply. There will be considerable impact across all provinces, asymmetric across the board. The overall impact over the next month is in the range of 50% decrease of expected allocations. But this impact, as I said, will be asymmetric. This week, as our shipment was being prepared, there's minimal impact. And in fact, we're receiving 82% of what we had originally planned on receiving. And that's the distribution is currently on the way, and we expect to have this done by mid to end week. However, next week's deliveries have been deferred by Pfizer and in their entirety. To clarify, we're informed by Pfizer this morning that the Pfizer vaccine to Canada in the week of 25 January. It will start back up in the first two weeks of February to expected numbers, modified numbers as we shared last week, so about half of what we had originally expected. But those numbers remain to be confirmed by Pfizer Canada. In fact, we have regular conversations with them, and we hope and we expect to have clarity on those numbers in time for Thursday. With regards to the first and second week of February. Numbers are expected to go back up to what we had originally planned, and Pfizer continues to tell us that they expect to be able to deliver up to 4 million doses of Pfizer vaccine by the end of this quarter, so by the end of 31 March. A quick word on Moderna. Moderna is delivered on a three-week cycle. We continue to plan on receiving 230,000 doses of Moderna product in the first week of February, and the follow-on shipments are unaffected at this time, and we'll continue to provide clarity on those numbers as we move forward. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Major General Fortin. Dr. Tan?
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Welcome to our first virtual press conference. My colleagues and I in Ottawa are trying to do our part in reducing contacts as much as possible. So there have been over 715,000 cases of COVID-19 in Canada, including 18,120 deaths and nearly 74,000 active cases across the country. So nationally, the average case count is now close to 6,700 new cases being reported daily over the past week, with a still increasing number of people experiencing severe illness. There are an average of about 4,775 individuals with COVID-19 being treated in Canadian hospitals. Over 880 of them are in critical care, and over 140 deaths are being reported each day. Canada continues to monitor for virus variants of concern. To date, the National Microbiology Laboratory has verified 23 cases, with a variant first reported in the United Kingdom, and two cases with the variant first reported in South Africa. By now, we have seen time and again that our actions matter, as we've watched COVID-19 trend up and down and up again. And we are reminded that our actions have consequences. Every time we get a little too tired or a little too excited about holidays or thinking that vaccines could give us a quick shortcut, we are met with a new spike of activity as COVID-19 tries to take the lead again. We have also come to realize that we're not all on equal footing and that some in our communities need additional support to be able to keep themselves and their loved ones safer. Last week's National Epidemiology and Modeling Update was the latest reality check. Of course, we're all tired and want this to be over and ultimately to win against this virus. But we are again at a pivotal moment where there is a great deal at stake. As cases accumulate ever more quickly, hospitalizations, critical illness, and deaths will continue to rise. It is incumbent upon all of us to prevent more of these tragic consequences. We're doubling our efforts and not letting up is the difficult work we need to do now. The consequences of these actions are the compound benefits we all want. By suppressing COVID-19 disease activity, we're all contributing to reducing the burden on the health system, supporting our healthcare workforce in the difficult task of planning and implementing mass vaccine rollout, and giving vaccines a longer runway to begin to work as access expands to reach all Canadians. For all we have been through and all we stand to achieve in the months ahead, we owe it to ourselves and all those we have worked to protect thus far to see this through and save every life we can, every vacation travel we postpone for a better time in the future, every outing or activity we avoid, shorten or limit to essentials. All the diligence we apply to hand washing, masking, and spacing helps to reduce spread of the virus. This is the tough part of the COVID-19 marathon. Together, it will be easier. Thank you.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Il y a eu plus de 715 000 cas de COVID-19 au Canada, dont 18 120 décès et presque 74 000 cas actifs au pays. À l'échelle nationale, presque 6 700 nouveaux cas ont été signalés quotidiennement au cours de la dernière semaine. Le nombre de personnes gravement malades continue d'augmenter. En moyenne, plus de 4 775 personnes atteintes de la COVID-19 sont traitées dans les hôpitaux canadiens, dont près de 140 sont dans les unités de soins intensifs. De plus, 145 décès sont signalés chaque jour. Le Canada continue de surveiller l'apparition des variants préoccupants du virus. À ce jour, le Laboratoire national de microbiologie a confirmé 23 cas de variants détectés initialement au Royaume-Uni et deux cas de variants détectés pour la première fois en Afrique du Sud. Nous avons pu, jusqu'à maintenant, constater à maintes reprises que nos actions comptent. En surveillant la courbe de la propagation de la COVID-19 qui grimpe et ralentit pour ensuite grimper de nouveau, cela nous rappelle les conséquences de nos actions. Chaque fois que nous en avons plus qu'assez, que nous nous excitons à l'approche des festivités que nous gardons ou que nous gardons trop d'espoir envers les vaccins comme solution pour accélérer le retour à la normale, nous connaissons une nouvelle augmentation de la transmission de la COVID-19. Nous savons aussi maintenant que nous ne sommes pas tous sur un même pied d'égalité face au virus et qu'un soutien additionnel est nécessaire pour que certaines personnes au sein de nos communautés puissent se protéger et protéger leurs proches. La mise à jour nationale de la semaine dernière sur l'épidémiologie et la modélisation a remis les pendules à l'heure. Nous en avons évidemment tous assez et désirons que tout revienne à la normale et que nous gagnions la lutte contre ce virus. Nous en sommes cependant encore une fois à un moment crucial où l'enjeu est très important. Lorsque les cas se multiplient toujours plus rapidement, il en va de même pour les hospitalisations, les cas graves et les décès. Il nous revient à tous d'agir pour éviter que de telles conséquences tragiques ne surviennent à nouveau. Redoubler les efforts et ne pas baisser les bras, voilà les difficiles tâches que nous devons maintenant accomplir. C'est en agissant de façon concrète, concertée, que nous obtiendrons les avantages que nous recherchons tous. En ralentissant la propagation de la COVID-19, nous allégeons le fardeau du système de santé. Nous appuyons les travailleurs de la santé qui ont hérité de la tâche ardue de planifier et de mener des campagnes de vaccination de masse. Et nous accordons plus de temps pour que l'effort collectif, l'effet collectif des vaccins se concrétise grâce à leur distribution à l'ensemble des Canadiens. Compte tenu de tout ce que nous avons vécu, de tout ce que nous voulons accomplir au cours des prochains mois, nous avons le devoir envers nous-mêmes et tous ceux que nos efforts ont permis de protéger jusqu'à maintenant, de ne pas baisser les bras et de sauver toutes les vies possibles. Chaque voyage que nous remettons à plus tard, chaque activité ou sortie que nous évitons, écourtons ou limitons à l'essentiel, ainsi que la rigueur avec laquelle nous nous lavons les mains, portons un masque et respectons les principes de distanciation, contribuent à réduire la propagation du virus. Nous en sommes à la partie difficile de ce marathon contre la COVID-19. La surmonter ensemble sera plus facile. Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Dr. New, et nous serions maintenant enchantés de répondre à vos questions.
Merci. Donc, nous allons commencer la période de questions. À titre de rappel, c'est une question de suivi chacun. We are now starting today's question period. Every reporter gets one question and one follow-up question. All questions today will be on the phone. Opérateur, c'est à vous.
Thank you. Merci. The first question is from, la première question est de, Rachel Haynes from CTV. Please go ahead. À vous la parole.
Hi, everyone. Rachel Haynes here from CTV National News. I just want to go back to what we're talking about, how last week we were told that this is going to be equitable across all countries. However, now it seems that Canada is getting worse hit than European countries who have said over the weekend that they're now going to be getting their dosages and their vaccines restored next week. So what have the conversations been with Pfizer about this inequity that Canada seems to be experiencing, especially now as they are deferring the January 25th delivery that we were supposed to be getting?
Before I turn to Anita.
Go ahead.
Before I turn to Anita and possibly to Major General Fortin, let us be all mindful that we've been very successful until now in having excellent relationships with both Pfizer and Moderna. And that's why we have been the second country in the Western world, first to approve and then to administer after the UK, the Pfizer vaccine. We have been the second country in the Western world, first to approve and then to administer the Moderna vaccine after the US. So we've been demonstrating over the last few weeks that we are fully in touch and in great collaboration with the country that we're almost also very focused, and Minister Annan and Major General Fortin might want to reinforce that focus on the medium-term objective of securing our agreement with Pfizer, which is 4 million doses in the first quarter, that is
between now and the end of March, with, as we've said earlier, the ultimate objective of vaccinating every Canadian that wants to be vaccinated by September. But Minister Annan might have something to add, perhaps to correct or to clarify. And then the same thing for Major General Fortin.
Well, thanks, Shanib, and thanks, Rachel, for the question. I want to, first of all, state that I spoke with Pfizer over the weekend. I insisted on equitable treatment in terms of global supply reductions that it had announced. And indeed, Pfizer assured me and Canada of equitable treatment. Canada remains on track to receive the 4 million doses that Pfizer previously committed to arrive before the end of March. And with the 2 million doses of Moderna, which are also on track, we remain on track to receive the 6 million doses as we have previously stated. The reduction is a temporary one, and Pfizer Canada has assured us that we will have our full allotment, and I believe that Europe will also receive its full allotment. In terms of the way in which Pfizer is ensuring that it meets its quarterly allotment commitments, those are questions that Pfizer needs to answer as opposed to me, because I don't have the answers regarding Pfizer's decisions. But we have been assured of equitable treatment, and we have been assured that we will receive the 4 million doses from Pfizer as previously promised. Thank you.
I can perhaps just compliment Minister Annan's answer by saying that the discussions that we had all the way through this morning very much complement what Minister Annan has had in terms of clarifications from Pfizer. The manufacturer has reiterated that they're applying this significant reduction across the board. Some countries have been impacted more severely this week. We have not, very lightly impacted. But our impact is more severe next week. We're expecting to receive some. We're now seeing that our entire expected shipment is deferred for next week. And then the numbers will start to pick back up in the first weeks of February.
Follow-up question?
Yes, thank you. I understand about what you're saying, Major General, about some countries having been more impacted this week. However, some countries like Spain, we're seeing only about a 50% reduction this week, and then their delivery schedules, again, were picking up the week following, whereas it seems that we're having a bit more of a reduction and no end or not as quick as an end to those reductions. In terms of further reductions in supply, Minister Nan, you mentioned in your comments about it's possible that we're going to be seeing further supply issues. Has Pfizer made any guarantees that we won't be seeing any further reductions in their supply? Are there other options that Canada consider, like perhaps paying more for vaccines so that we don't continue to see any reductions?
Thank you so much. One of the positive moments in the conversation with Pfizer was indeed the assurance that we received that they remain on track to deliver the allotment for Canada that had been promised. And together with the Moderna shipment, we are on track for our Q1 deliveries. Having said that, in every conversation that I have with every supplier, I am reiterating the importance of earlier and earlier deliveries, including in Q1. And that will not change. Every conversation that I have, I will stress the urgency of the situation that Canada is in, and I will stress the importance of having doses in this country as soon as possible.
And this is all
is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, here's Blind Willie McTell playing Kill It Kid.
Second Avenue, men showing the boys and girls what they can do about Kill It Kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Down on the avenue to KP Hall, you find Kelly of the King of the Ball. Take time, buddy. Got to teach him how to kill it, kid. You know, Sister Kate took Brother Mo, bounced him around across the floor, trying to kill it, kid. Trying to learn him how to kill it, kid. Sit down, honey, take a shot of this pint. Kelly, if you hit a regular, kick this giant. You gonna kill it, kid. Take the floor and kill it, kid. I even kick it in the country, won't cost a dime. If you get in town,